people in Champaign, this will be personal. They have followed the careers of these two young men for a while. Will these deaths have an impact in Texas? Probably. Will they in states like Massachusetts or New York? Maybe not, because it's not personal to them, and that's the problem. You have to make it personal. If you know somebody who was killed by a drunk driver, you would never think of drinking and driving again. And that's an important part, too. For every fatality, there are three people whose lives are disabled due to the injuries they received from a drunk driver.
When we talk about sports, there is this connection to alcohol. Alcohol being really exciting, whether it's in television ads or, let's say, at a sports bar. How does that climate make it difficult for you to really drive home your message?
It does make it more difficult when it portrays it as very good-looking people drinking in a bar or wherever, you know, whichever venue you're showing at the time. But I would have to say that the NFL is taking this very seriously, because we're in our third year of a partnership with the NFL on signing up designated drivers at the stadium. And in the Chicago Bears were one of the first teams to sign on 3 years ago. And they sign up about 10,000 designated drivers a year, or 1,000 per game. And it's a really good program, because they get entered, the designated drivers are then entered into a lottery to win Super Bowl tickets. And there is some enforcement of it, because they're given a wristband when they sign up, and the monitors throughout the stadium, if they see you with a red wristband on and you drinking, you get called on it right away. You said you were going to be the designated driver. That means no drinking. And it has been really effective. So the NFL is taking steps, too. This is just a terrible tragedy of, you know, young people with such great potential for the rest of their lives being, one of them has no life left and the other one is going to face serious consequences.
What sort of room for improvement do you see as it relates to what we're seeing on television and, you know, reading in magazines and newspapers, movies?
Well, I think the slogan "drink responsibly" is good, but I think there needs to be a definition of what's responsibly. I think there has to be zero tolerance for under 21. Some of the actors that, you know, could be 25, 26, but they could look like they're 21. We shouldn't be using those in commercials that sell beer or other alcoholic beverages.
Do you think we are, as a nation, on the right track in terms of eliminating drunk driving, irresponsible drinking? Do you see that happening in your lifetime?
Yeah, I really do. I think we're on the right track. We're a little bit slow. And that's why MAD launched the campaign to eliminate drunk driving in 2006, and that brought another 26.84% death rate down. So the harder we all work together on this, is the more important it is. But I would say, talk to your kids about alcohol use and abuse, and don't think that talking to them one time, you can, you know, dust off your hands and say, okay, that's done. Because it's a constant conversation over the course of many years that help children who grow into healthy young adults and not use alcohol before they're 21.
A conversation that you no doubt would like to see continue going.
Absolutely. If you're using alcohol and you're getting drunk before your brain is fully developed, the part of your brain that doesn't develop is the frontal lobe part where risk assessment is done. So you don't even know yet and have a fully developed brain on risk assessment. That's why parents have to really, really tell kids how important this is so they can make those decisions on their own with a full-grown brain.